What about taking the bus for free? I'm David Brancaccio in New York. First, a major management change in the world of big tech. The head of Google, Sundar Pichai, is getting a promotion and will take the CEO position at Google's parent company, Alphabet. This means the famed founders of the whole enterprise, Larry Page and Sergey Brin, will step down later this month. We were talking to our newsroom partners at the BBC this morning, and they had the idea of reporting this out of Mr. Pichai's home country. Here's reporter Suranjana Tiwari in Mumbai, India.
For many in India, Sundar Pichai embodies the modern American dream. Born and raised in the southern Indian state of Tamil Nadu, he went on to study engineering at the Indian Institute of Technology, one of the country's most respected universities. He then moved to the United States to study at Stanford and the University of Pennsylvania before joining Google in 2004. In his 15 years at Google, Sundar Pichai rose up the ranks and became known for his engineering talents and his general likability. He's widely credited with developing Google Chrome as well as Android systems and generally growing the business in terms of hardware and cloud computing. And while it's a proud moment for Indians, being a powerful CEO of one of the world's biggest technology companies is not all that it seems these days. Companies like Google are facing mounting scrutiny from regulators and politicians over data privacy and political interference. Governments on five continents are demanding better safeguards, an end to what some say is anti-competitive conduct, and more taxes on advertising. In Mumbai, I'm Suranjana Tiwari for Marketplace.
The oil producers cartel OPEC meets in Vienna tomorrow, joined by Russia on Friday. This OPEC Plus bunch has agreed to squeeze supply to keep prices up, but as Marketplace's Scott Tong reports, there are a lot of moving parts here.
Too much oil with nowhere to go. That's the problem facing the so-called OPEC Plus group. For almost 3 years, it has agreed to pump less oil, cut supply, and bring prices up. Allison Cutright of the Rapidan Energy Group believes attendees will extend the cuts they've already agreed to balance out a global surge in crude supply.
There's a huge amount of supply coming on from Norway, Brazil. There's new production coming on from Guyana.
Not to mention the U.S. But many analysts think just extending the cuts won't be enough to firm up prices, since world demand is soft, says Christopher Page at Rystad Energy.
China used to be growing at a very, very fast rate, but because of the trade war, oil demand is not growing as fast.
Then there's Europe, where he says demand is shrinking.
Because of slowing vehicle sales.
Unless the OPEC Plus group makes deeper cuts, he thinks oil prices will plunge more than 30% next year. And that translates to U.S. gas prices falling from an average $2.60 a gallon to under $2. I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.
United Airlines has ordered 50 Airbus jets. Airbus of Leiden in the Netherlands gets the business over Boeing of Chicago in Illinois. The new United planes, long range but with just one aisle, will replace Boeing 757s. Boeing is still dealing with its grounded 737 MAX jets with fading chances. These will get back into the air in what remains of this year. Markets after the Dow fell 1% yesterday, 280 points. U.S. stock index futures are up this morning, up 143 points, 0.5% for the Dow future. The S&P future also up 0.5%. London's FTSE up 0.2%. Okay, here's a solid investment. Support Marketplace today, and your donation goes three times as far. Right now, your donation makes triple the impact, triple, thanks to a special two-for-one match by the Candida Fund. That is three times the support for the public service journalism that you trust to keep you informed every day. The match only goes through this Sunday, so don't miss out. Give today at marketplace.org, and thank you. Last year, Americans took nearly 10 billion rides on public transportation. In Missouri, transit officials have proposed making all public buses free for Kansas City residents. As Lisa Rodriguez reports, the city council is expected to vote on this tomorrow.
Bus fares in Kansas City cost $1.50 per trip, and Michael Mumford says he rides at least once a day. He estimates eliminating bus fares could save him up to $1,000 a year.
It'll help me out a lot. It keeps the change in my pocket.
Mumford works, but he also takes the bus to classes at a local community college. He says some of that extra change could go to school.
Buy some school books. Yeah, buy some books for class.
Robbie Mackinnon, the head of the Kansas City Area Transportation Authority, came up with the idea. He says a $1.50 fare would go much farther to boost the economy outside the fare box.
It's going to go right back into the local economy, buying a pair of tennis shoes, buying some bread, buying whatever, generating sales tax, which we get a piece of anyway.
Mackinnon says going fare-free across the entire system will cost about $12 million. He's asked the city to find $8 million to get rolling. Kansas City Mayor Quentin Lucas is on board.
It really opens up more of Kansas City, and particularly in a place like this, where we are spread out, where we're far flung. I think, frankly, it is of vital importance for us that we do something like this.
But Kansas City Councilwoman Catherine Shields, who chairs the city's finance committee, says $8 million for free buses means $8 million less for other services.
Because I know there's not $3 million, $5 million, or $8 million sitting around.
Part of what makes this complicated is that the bus system serves the entire metro area, which is split across seven counties in two states. The only city proposing to go zero fare is Kansas City, Missouri. So Josh Powers, who oversees transit services in suburban Kansas, says someone may ride free in parts of the metro area, but not in others.
We've done a lot of work to make sure that our fares are the same across the region, to make sure that our branding is the same across the region.
Transit officials estimate about 20% of bus riders across the metro area already ride for free. That includes veterans as well as students in Kansas City public schools. In Kansas City, I'm Lisa Rodriguez for Marketplace.
And there's word a drug company Gilead Sciences has made good on a promise to donate medicine so that 200,000 uninsured Americans can get HIV preventative drugs for free. Pharmacy chains are also helping out in a program coordinated by the federal government. Free PrEP, pre-exposure prophylaxis, will be available by prescription for people who don't have Medicaid, veterans benefits, or other insurance and currently test HIV negative. You're listening to the Marketplace Morning Report from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.